Packers made three picks tonight, and joining me to talk about them is Mike Spofford, Wes Hotkowitz, and of course, I'm Larry McCarron, I think. I think I forgot it in the first round somewhere. Anyway, guys, Kevin King, first pick, top of the second round. Mike, what'd you think?
6'3" cornerbacks don't grow on trees, Larry. This guy's got some size, and he's got the speed to go with it. 4.43 in the 40-yard dash at the combine. There's a lot to like. The Packers obviously could have had him late in the first round, managed to still get him at the top of the second round and pick up an extra fourth-round pick along the way. He's a guy who's going to be thrown right into that mix to compete with Devon House, Demaryius Randall, Quentin Rollins as the Packers sort out their cornerback depth chart for 2017, and they're excited to see what he can do.
Wes, how about you? Kevin King.
I mean, the thing that really stands out to me is obviously the size, but what he does with it. I mean, Elliott Wolf discussing it, the fact that he can still bend at that size and be agile, you know, turn his hips. Everything you look for in a cornerback that's 5'10 or 5'11, he brings to the table in a bigger frame. There are some things there, you know, he's going to have to shore up. He has a terrific position coach to work with that on in Joe Witt, and I think it can really go a long way in developing his skill set.
That's what excites me about Kevin King, is the guy who's going to be coaching him. Joe Witt has worked miracles with players not near as talented physically as Kevin King, and now Joe Witt gets a chance to work with a guy really with first-round type dimensions. Top of the second round could have been a first-rounder just as well. I'm really looking forward to watching Joe work with Kevin King. Let's move on to Josh Jones, the safety, North Carolina State. Wes, you go first this time.
You know, Brian Gutekunst said it perfect, and I'm not going to try to do it any better. 6'2", 220 pounds, and runs in the 4.4s. That's what you look for. That's what you want to see. And we're in this day and age now of guys, you know, moving into the box from the safety position, being able to be a hybrid-type linebacker, and also being able to play both those top spots on the back end, something that HaHa Clinton Dix and Morgan Burnett have done exceptionally well over the years. Now you throw him into that equation, a big hitter, brings a lot to the table physically. I think it's going to be another guy there the Packers can look for to make an impact.
Mike, how about you? What do you think of Josh Jones?
Yeah, well, numbers don't mean everything, but the 4.41 speed in the 40 certainly jumps out, but then you turn on the tape and he backs it up in the game. Not only does this guy have over 100 tackles his final year at NC State, but he also has 8 interceptions in his career. You talk about a guy who can do a lot of different things. He can play center field. He can come up and support the run. He's a big hitter who's got some speed. He's got some power behind those hits as well, and I think the Packers are really excited to see, you know, what he brings. You add him to the mix with Kentrell Bryce and then veterans like Morgan Burnett and HaHa Clinton Dix. That becomes a really exciting safety group.
Mike, what you mentioned there is what gets me jacked up about Josh Jones. He's got the dimensions and he's got the track record to be a fear of the Lord player. Now, you know, those there's not a lot of those guys out there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of big tough guys. A guy that can put the fear of the Lord. We're talking about a guy almost 6'2", 220 pounds, did 20 on the bench press and stuff, and runs a 4.4. So you've got some explosiveness. Looking forward to when they put the pads on and they go against other guys with Josh Jones. Packers wound up the evening with Montrevious Adams, defensive tackle out of Auburn. What'd you think, Mike?
Well, any guy who can, you know, rack up a handful of sacks from an interior position, you have to like that because that's a tough way to get to the quarterback, going through those big guys, those guards and centers in the middle. And then you add to that, you know, he's 300 plus pounds and he can run a 4.8 in the 40. That's some pretty quick feet. And maybe he's big enough to play the nose. He can maybe slide out to 3 technique or 5 technique. This is not just a guy that, you know, is going to have to be plugged into one spot. This is a guy that they can, you know, they can move around and see what he can do and rotate with those other guys like Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark. You like what the Packers are putting together in terms of the entire position groups here when you add these young guys to it.
Wes, how about you?
I don't want to talk about the 4.8. I want to talk about 8 pounds, 7.4 ounces. Welcome his baby boy into the world on the same day at 2:32, several hours later, still at the hospital, ends up getting the call from the Packers that he's being drafted. He'll remember this day for a long time and for all the right reasons.
You know, the thing about Adams, he's one of those rare dudes that when he wants to get somewhere, it's really hard to stop him. In fact, it didn't look like there was a whole lot of guys in the SEC that could stop him. So it'll be fun to watch him against pro caliber competition. And I want to tell you guys and you guys at home to hang on to your helmets because tomorrow, 2 fours, 2 fives, a 6, and a 7 Lots of stuff going on here at Lambeau Field, and we'll have it all for you right here on Packers.com.